WAMW, listening to Statewide 1.
KZKK. N8KBB. Mobile. N8KBB Mobile.
N8KPP, K8DIY, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, over here in beautiful Utica, Michigan. A great day if you're a duck.
Oh, absolutely, I agree with that. Very good weather for any kind of bird that likes the water. It's a nice, well, it's warm, but it's rainy day here in Manistee in the northwest. So, greetings from the other side of the state.
Very good. Nice to hear from traffic on our statewide 5-1. I guess there's some enhancements going on over there. I had heard last night, a couple days ago maybe, and a big shiny new repeater on top of a sand dune, and all sorts of nice coverage there. So, and glad to hear it. Glad that everybody is using DMR as well.
Oh, I agree completely. I'm on a hotspot, actually connected through Brandmeister on that. I forget what the number is, but there's a bridge channel out there to get onto the Brandmeister network. Maybe sooner or later, we'll be lucky enough to get an MI5 repeater here in Manistee. Yeah, definitely exciting for the folks in Grand Haven who just went online with a new repeater. So it's great. Those guys are expanding like wildfire. It's good for the community.
10-4, I love it. 31261, I think, is where you're at. 3126. Yeah, 31261 is my guess. That's probably where you're coming in through.
Yep, you nailed it. Just squinted at the tiny little screen on the hotspot, and it sort of shows 31261. So it's been a while since I programmed this one. It's at my desk at my office, so I don't use it very often, but saw the screen light up, and there you were, so figured I'd say hi.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you're not IDing on my radio, but my radio doesn't have all of the call signs in it. I'm using a commercial XPR radio, and I have to put everybody in there individually, you know, like use a ham radio, then you get, you know, all the contacts. So it shows me your DMR ID number, which is good.
All right. Your ID is coming through on this end, but I don't remember the last time I updated the contacts list on this radio, but it's the programming software, the code plug editor makes it pretty easy. Just click a button and tell it to download the latest database, and 5 minutes later your radio is updated. I've got an XPR, a 6550 that I saved from the recycle bin, but it's the VHF model, so it's not particularly useful. With DMR, everything seems to be on UHF, but it makes a fine analog radio, too. I've had some fun with it.
Yeah, you don't want to get rid of that puppy. That's a good radio, especially for VHF and analog stuff. You know, yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot of B25 activity I see. I've never gone that road yet, but I do see, like, on the MI5's website, the Central Emergency, whatever it is, Central Michigan Emergency Network, I did see that there's a lot of P25 there on VHF, but that turbo radio won't do you any good there. But, yeah, I don't care what they say. Nothing like them. You got one of those radios, and it's 5 watts. It's 5 watts exactly where you put it. It's not scattered all over the planet. So that's what's nice about them. So if you don't mind dealing with them, their little hiccups about they're not 100% hammy radio. I just love the audio quality of it and the mic gain and everything else about this. So I'm going to stick with them. I don't mind programming them.
N8KPP, K8DIY. It took me a little bit to, actually getting Motorola to let me download the programming software was the biggest challenge. But luckily, where I work for the county, we already have an account with Motorola, so I just requested access to it and was able to get I don't know, but we got the CPS added to the account, and then I was able to download the free version. So that worked, and it was nice being able to do it legitimately rather than less than desirable methods of getting software, which I was also investigating. But I agree with you on the audio, using that radio on a couple of analog repeaters a month ago, and a big difference in sound compared to my other HT, which is a Baofeng, which I thought sounded pretty good, but it doesn't sound nearly as good as the Motorola.
No, I agree. And, you know, on that CPS thing, too, I think they've moderated a little, because I got mine, probably a year ago, maybe 1 month shy of a year ago, and I had requested access to the website. They sent me back an email, asked what I wanted to do with it, and I told them, I said, and just recycling, you know, your radios, using them personally as for handbands and stuff like that. And about a week later, they gave me a password and a username, and I was in. So I could download all of the stuff for the turbo stuff, and it's legit. And then, like, for the wideband, you know, now they only want, like, $5 per radio, so it's not even worth trying to, you know, go through the back door for $5. I just pay them the $5 every time I want to, you know, open up a radio, you know, to the wider band, and we're in. So it makes it nice. Now with these, you know, on the digital side, none of that matters, but on the analog side, you've got to get an entitlement. But for $5, I'll pay the entitlement.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you there. I got the one entitlement for the radio and the software, and yeah, it's fun. I don't use it, don't bring it along most of the time, just because it's a single band radio. So I usually, if I'm going somewhere, just grab a dual bander. And then, you know, that's I'm using the Baofeng, the DM1701, so it does digital. And then I also got like GMRS and FRS and some of the other bands programmed in here as well. So it's kind of a handy multi-tool of a radio, and seems to work fairly well as far as the audio goes, it's easy to program, so a couple of benefits for being a cheapie, it's not too bad.
No, I agree with that 100%, so okay, very good. All right, sir, pleasure chatting with you. I've always got this in my scan head, so I hear you out there again, or you hear me out there again, we can chit-chat. So what do you do up in Manistee before I let you go? I sell automotive repair equipment is what I do.
Oh, sure. Well, let me share my handle, or my name is Gordon, since you said the ID wasn't coming up on your end. I didn't catch on to that right away, but name here is Gordon, K-A-D-I-Y. And I am the IT director for the County of Manistee, so I'm the computer guy. It's a fancy title for computer guy, and I enjoy it. It's a profession and a hobby, so it makes it easier to tolerate that way.
Not very good. So you have no problem with the 5-star and the all-star and all that stuff?
Yep, absolutely. All-Star was one of the first projects that I tackled shortly after getting licensed, because there's here in Manistee, there aren't any linked repeater systems, so the only way to talk to anywhere other than just the local group is through All-Star or Echo Link or Digital. So started with Echo Link and didn't really like running it on the phone or the computer, so then went, got into All-Star so I could use the HT, and then from there, that wasn't enough, so jumped into DMR, and I like both the technologies. They're both a lot of fun, with pros and cons unique to each of them.
Yeah, I don't know if you looked at it lately. All-Star now is up to version 3.1 something, which is pretty good. A lot of enhancements there, and on the digital side, the 5-star side, now there's a guy that's taken over, kind of like the Pi-Star stuff, WCHP0 or something like that. He's done a lot of enhancements now with the digital side of it, too, and it's really kind of nice.
Oh, yeah, I 100% agree. The new All-Star, All-Star Link 3, night and day difference compared to what it used to be, what they call it before, the ham VoIP, I think, which is what I kind of cut my teeth on, and then I saw they came out with All-Star 3, and I've upgraded everything to All-Star 3 now. And then, yeah, the WPSD Pi-Star dashboard, it's got a long name, but it's definitely a nice improvement over the original. I don't know that it's any easier to set up, but it's kind of more intuitive. Everything's just on one page, and you just start at the top and work your way to the bottom, and when you're at the bottom, you're hopefully done.
Oh, yeah, one of the things I liked about the All-Star was you can do any changes into the simple USB or the whatever it was, radio USB, the more complicated one. They're all on the bottom now. So the template stays the same, which is really cool. So, and then whatever you change, it just, you put it near the bottom. So let's say if you wanted to change the hang time to, let's say, 2 seconds, what have you, you just put it on the bottom. So that way, if you want to completely reset everything, you just wipe out everything on the bottom and it all goes back to factory. So that's really nice.
All right, yeah, I had not even noticed that. But it's that's good to know. I'll keep that in mind the next time I'm messing around with the configurations, but that makes sense. I guess makes it easier to start over if you don't like a change that you made. On my list of things to do is to build an All-Star node, just a small one, in one of those Harbor Freight equipment cases, so that I have a portable All-Star node. There's been a couple of situations where I've basically been in the middle of nowhere, but still have cell phone signal, so it'd be good to bring the All-Star network with me to make the radio a little more useful.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys down here that do that. And at KPP, I don't think I said that in a few minutes. We have a lot of guys down here that have got All-Star nodes in their car, and they use their hotspot on their phone, and they go ahead and set it up that way. And there's actually a couple, three of them out there now that you can buy. I forget, Clear Node or something like that. If you didn't want to screw with it, you can get one right from the manufacturer and just, you know, put it in and away you go. But we always have the little breakfast thing on Saturday mornings, and some of these guys have some pretty creative ones, a little Pi Zero, the board on the top, and then they had a battery pack built underneath it, and the battery pack would charge, and the radio would still work. It was really, really a nice setup. And they got just about most of the stuff from Amazon, except, I think, for the Clear Node. I think that they got right from the Clear Node company. And it's about the size of a Pi Zero, just stacked up maybe, you know, inch and a quarter, inch and a half high.
Well, that does sound pretty cool. Yeah, I did the same thing kind of with the Pi Star that lives in my truck. I've got it plugged into one of those USB power banks like you have for charging a cell phone. And then the power bank plugs into the USB on the truck, so when I'm driving, the power bank is charging up and running the hotspot, and then when I park, the hotspot stays on, so I can just let it run and run into the store and come back out, and it doesn't have to reboot. And then when I'm done with it, I just unplug everything and just set it there for next time. So it's pretty nice having the hotspot in the vehicle. Well, you don't have to worry about programming in whatever repeater is in the area that you're in, although those are fun too sometimes. Walter, I know you tried to wrap this up 10 minutes ago, and I just keep going. I'll let you go if you're ready. This is K8DIY. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
It's a nice call, K8DIY, or D DIY, do it yourself, right? NHKPP. And I got a couple work phone calls that come in I got to take. So I will chat with you later.
NHKPP, DIY, 73. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Hey, Gordon, good to hear you on Statewide 1. I don't know if I'm making the repeater very well. I'm about 25 miles from Lowell right now. Whiskey, Mike Whiskey.
Hey, Mike, yeah, you're sounding good. Hey, that's the magic of digital. Either you make it in or you don't most of the time. Good to hear from you. How's your Monday going? Or Tuesday, I guess. We made it through Monday. How's the Tuesday going?
Yeah, I don't know which day it is either. I've got a whirlwind of a week going, so doing all right, though. It's moving by. I'm going to 2:30 already, and I got to do a job. It's probably about 7 o'clock tonight, and I'm away to that now, so I've covered some turf today, Lansing, Byron Center, Cedar Springs, down to Grand Rapids now, so yeah, it's been a day, but so I'm right between where the two repeaters normally switch me back to Grand Rapids, hopefully.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I've heard a lot of activity on Statewide 1 here recently. I think the Grand Haven group is excited to have that new repeater, so it's good to hear some traffic on what is normally kind of a quiet talk group. So very cool. Excited to see your network expanding or the network expanding.
Yeah, for sure. Certainly is excitement breeds excitement. We just got to keep it going. That's the key. Keep everybody excited. A lot of people jumping on, a lot of play. That's what's awesome. That's why we do it, I think, at least for me. Glad to hear everybody. I listen at home now almost all the time when I'm working at my desk or at the office. I got a hotspot at both office and at home, so I assume you're on a hotspot right now from ASB.
Roger, I'm on Brandmeister 3104 talk group 31261. Yep, got a little hotspot, Pi Zero hotspot at my desk here, and it works well. I forget that it's there, and I just noticed it out of the corner of my eye that it was lit up. So I had the QSO with Walter there, and then here you are. So good to have a little radio activity in the afternoon.
Always good to give the mind a break. So, all right, well, my phone's ringing. I better see who needs me, but I just wanted to say hi and good to hear you here. I'm listening almost all the time when I'm in the car, so, and when I'm at the office. So, glad to catch you. We'll talk again soon. I'm working on the Fremont repeater right now that's coming next. That one's on my bench right now. W8MW.
Well, yeah, good to hear from you, Mike, and look forward to next time. And there's my phone ringing in the background as well. So, W8MW, K8DIY, I'll catch you down the log.
W8MW, you're listening to Statewide 1, Mobile Grand Rapids.
Hey, Mike, I'll say hi real quick. Only got a couple of minutes here. I'm the subdivision, almost home, NHKPP.
Yeah, no problem. Good afternoon. I heard you talking to Gordon earlier. I jumped in and said hi to him for a minute, so that was cool. It sounded like you guys had a nice chat, so it's cool. But I mean, it's enjoyable that Statewide 1's activity level is picking up. We had a few new exciting folks and names and call signs to the list. So, it's been a good time so far.
Makes me happy. It's kind of nice to have something like this that works seamlessly across the state. So, and it's digital, which is a nice horizon for ham stuff, so it makes it all worthwhile. So, and I enjoy it too. So that's all that matters.
Yeah. So now I'm on the hunt for some more repeaters. I've got a couple more power sites that sounds like they might be available. Now I'm gonna find some more repeaters. That's it's challenging. We'll have to see what we can figure out.
I'll see Sean in the next couple of days. I'll ask him for you too. What you looking for? Anything in particular?
No, I don't like to do. I don't do the 8300s. I don't want to do the fan mods, and they're not programmable, IP programmable. I mean, I'm a big fan of the. I mean, I'm mostly running MTR 3000s or SLR 5700s at this point.
Okay, I'll ask him. You know, sometimes he knows people who know people, so. I know he's a big Quantar fan, so.
Yeah, for sure. That's all good. I mean, 8400s at work, too. Of course, I've carried 400s. We just don't find them much anymore that don't have some major flaw. You know, if you buy them from the ham, they've usually got the network board blown out of them, the PA fried or something, so. I don't run across too many good working 8400s anymore, but, yeah. Always interested in what's out there. Working on some more. Always growing. Otherwise, I get bored.
Pretty good. I'll run it by him next time I see him. Like I said, it should be in the next couple of days. We've got a meeting Thursday night, so I'll run it by him. I'll let him know. Pretty good. Okay. I am in the driveway. The dog's having herself a fit, so I got to go let her out. So you have a good day. I just figured I'd say hi, and thanks for doing this. And 8KPP, New Baltimore, Michigan.
Sounds good. Go take care of that caveman. We'll talk soon. Appreciate you coming by and saying hi. W-A-F-W.
KDA and KGL.
KDA, monitoring statewide one.
KGL.
Good answer.
KGL. KGL.
KC8UNY. KC8UNY. This is Alpha Echo 8, Indian November.
Hey, Philip. KC8UNY. I think I got it working finally.
Absolutely clear. You're into the repeater without any trouble at all. Congratulations.
Well, I have to thank Jack for that. He sent me his code plug, and I downloaded it, and it's working well.
Sitting here working on my code plug, so you're way ahead of the game. Congratulations.
Well, yours is coming in good.
I'm working you through a hotspot. I'm not into the repeater yet, and that's part of the challenge for this evening. Hoping to make it before the Thursday night meeting. A little embarrassed that I've been so long getting to this thing, but maybe we can make it work hopefully tonight.
Which model do you have?
An Anytone 878, and the hotspot is the Shark open spot first generation, one of the early ones that came out.
Okay, well, it's working very well. It's just a matter of figuring out the other one and getting it programmed. I know I was racking my brain on it, and I just could not get that to go the way it was supposed to. And downloaded Jack's program in here, and it's working well.
I've got to get back to it. I want to get done here, hopefully before bedtime. I'm trying to get a whole bunch of zones in that I have from my old code plug-in. It looks like it's going to pick me up a bit. Anyway, good to hear you. This is AE8IN.
All right, Philip. Have a good evening, and we'll see you Thursday at the club meeting. KC8UNY.
ODD, am I?
Yes, you are. A little broken, but you're in there. We're in there, Don. KC8UNY. Yeah, you were in there good that time.
Okay, well, I waited a minute before I started talking to him, maybe a little bit, too. So, yeah, a lot of playing around, you know.
Sure. Thankfully, Jack had the program, the code plug, and I just downloaded it. Just before the net started, and it definitely is working fine.
Okay,
Well, I wondered if this one worked. I talked to Mike a little bit about my information that I had put in here. He was going to take a look at it.
Well, you're working. It's definitely getting in there. I'll have to go back in and adjust some settings, like my power button. Right now it's on high power on everything.
Got everything right.
See, I sat down when I got out of work this afternoon, and I was going to start with a blank slate and just forget everything that's in the radio right now.
Yeah, that's the stuff that was in it, I cleared everything out, and then I started trying to put stuff in. But interesting. Another way to look at things. I think C4FM is a lot easier. But
yeah, it definitely is. Enter the end of the frequency and just flip the switch to C4FM, and away you go. You don't have to do anything else.
If you're doing radio programming, need to make sure Talk Release is turned off. It doesn't work on the system, so I don't know if Mike Smith mentioned anybody about that, but you got to make sure Talk Release is turned off. TV, this is Gordon. Welcome to DMR. I kind of jumped in there. John, did you copy that? Sorry. If you're doing radio programming, make sure Talk Release is turned off.
PCUNY, keep it up
the door.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I kind of jumped in there, but noticed earlier on one, I don't know who it was, but Talk Really is turned on one transmission, and it doesn't work on our MI5 system. So if you are doing programming, you got to make sure Talk Really is turned off, if you would.
I will. I got to go back inside and plug it in. Thank you. KCUNY.
It appears as though yours is off, but there was a transmission, one of the transmissions just a few minutes ago that somebody had it on. So it puts goopy radio IDs and talk groups in the system. The system, Seabridge can't handle it, so it doesn't populate across the system, right? So it's just something that just got to make sure it's turned off. Well, welcome to DMR, guys. KBSWR. I see somebody is trying to get in on Detroit on statewide one. You need to have time slot 1, talk group 51. Color code 1 programmed in your radio. You don't have your radio programmed, right? You got talk group 9 in there. You go to mi5.cc. You get the correct information, mi5.cc. Statewide 1 is time slot 1, talk group 51, color code 1. Keep it up there. KCUNY, keep it up there. KCUNY, KBSWR. KCUNY, KBSWR.
And 8GMZ monitoring. Let's try this again. N8GMZ monitoring.
N8GMZ, N8RRL. You're coming in loud and clear tonight. How you doing?
Hi, Jack. I'm doing well. You sound good on your end there. Wrapping up the FusionNet right now, but
Thought I'd check and see if the hotspot lasted a day without me having a fiddle with it, and it looks like it did, so I'm happy with those results.
Yeah, that's good to hear. There's been some activity on this throughout the day, so it's nice to hear things picking up a bit.
Yeah, very good. Any local folks trickling on, getting their DMR radios programmed in for all the settings and stuff? Curious to see how the adaptation curve turns out there with that.
John, UNY, has his radio up and running tonight. He was on a little bit earlier. And Philip is on to his open spot. He's going to he's programming a radio up now. Hopefully he'll be on the air with that tonight yet. At least that's his plan. So we've got a couple more radios in operation.
Good. That's great. I know that was a worry. I'm sure there'll be other people getting onboarded soon with that. It can be a complex thing, as you know. And they don't make it easy making it radio specific for most of the stuff. I found that out when I tried to copy somebody else's code plug. I found out it was probably better if I just started from scratch, and that's what I did the second time around, and that worked great. But it was a learning experience. So good to hear from you. I'll probably give you a call after the analog net on the Ham Shack hotline. I got a question for you, and I found some stuff out. I just wanted to pass along to you, so if you're around, I'll give you a ring.
Yeah, I should be around. So I'll keep it here to the phone for you. And yeah, we'll maybe try to check into the analog net and see what's going on there. So we'll let you get going and get ready for the net. We'll talk to you after the net. Andy RRL.
Yeah, 7-3 Jack, NHGMZ.
ADECKGO.
Station in Detroit with ID 3211, 730. Looks like you got it programmed right now. You're popular in a statewide one. Keep it up, WR. KF8CQ. Keep it up, WR.
N8KPP.
NATCT, listening statewide one. NATCT, listening on statewide one. Hearing nothing, NATCT is clear. Out.
KDRX, mobile.
KF8BLX, monitoring statewide.